Isn't God good? That's the idea of the services today and each day this month is to remember what an awesome God we serve. Today, it's all about praise. Next week, it's all about giving thanks. But today's about praise. Let's look in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 15. And let's just praise the Lord. Would you stand with me? Verse 15 says, therefore, by Him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we bow to You today. Again, we come to praise You. We come to honor You as God, knowing that the very air that we breathe is a gift from You. Today, Lord, move our hearts into a spirit of praise and thanksgiving. And Your will be done. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Wow. You know, the word praise has come to a point where it's become another one of those churchy words. Word that we use a lot in churches, but we seldom stop and think about what it really means. I mean, we have a praise, worship and praise leader at Victory. What does that mean? We have a praise team at Victory. What's their job? We use the word, praise the Lord, or the phrase, praise the Lord. What do we mean by that? Well, that's what we're going to figure out today. What is praise? Well, we start with fact number one. Praise is always passionate. There is always a passion with praise. Now, understand the meaning, the definition of the word. It comes from the root word that means to make a noise. That's what it means. To make a noise. Pretty simple, huh? But the idea of the word is to make a noise that expresses our approval or our commendation toward God. Praise is our applause for Jesus Christ. Very simple. You want to praise Jesus, you're going to have to give Him your applause, right? I think we miss the point of praise. Praise is just honoring God because of who He is and what He's done. You know, we know how to praise people. We know how to celebrate people. How many of you watched football last night? Woo, yes. Wasn't that a good game? Man, it was a good game. I mean, you know. Four quarters. And at the end of four quarters, the score is still tied. 13-13. We go into overtime. And in that overtime, Louisiana got the ball first. Louisiana drives the ball. They get down close to the end zone and their quarterback throws a pass. And our defensive back steps in front of that pass and intercepts the pass in the end zone. If you watch the game, about that time, you're going nuts in your living room, right? Woo, pig suey! I was clapping. The boy that intercepted the pass couldn't even hear me clapping, but I was clapping. I was celebrating, right? Then, it's the Hogs' turn. They get the ball on the 25-yard line. They run it a few times. They get it down to around the 20-yard line. And there's this young boy. Bless his heart. His name is, I think it's Cam Little. He's a kicker. 20-yard line. All he's got to do is kick it through the goalpost. They set up and he prepares for the kick. LSU's quarterback calls timeout to ice our kicker, right? So we wait a little while longer. Finally, the lad gets up there and he kick and he's prepared to kick. They center the ball and he kicks the ball right through the middle of the upright. You know what I said? Okay, the game's over. I'm going to bed. No. I said, yay! Woo pig suey, you know? Danced around the living room a little bit. But I celebrated. Some kid got kicked out of there. The boy couldn't hear me, but I celebrated and I offered my applause for his kick. I think that's something we've lost in churches today. That we forget just to celebrate God because He's God. And He is God. And God is good. Amen? I stop and think about it. The next breath you breathe will come from Him. If you leave this place today, it will be by His grace. Stop and think even farther. Look at the person sitting beside you. Maybe your wife, maybe your husband, maybe your children. They're from God. Think about grandchildren. They're from God. Your church family is from God. We have so much to celebrate. Let's celebrate. Let's just be happy and praise the Lord. I wish that I could have been there that day. You remember when they were bringing the Ark of the Covenant back into Jerusalem. And David is leading the way. You remember what he's doing as they're coming into Jerusalem? He's dancing. Don't be afraid. I'm not going to dance this morning. But can you imagine that celebratory heart? And just celebrating the goodness of God. That's why I'm here today. I want to remind you what a great God we have. Listen. I was bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. I have a lot to celebrate. You say, well, Brother Doug, you know, I'm kind of going through a hard time right now and just don't feel like celebrating. Well, get over it. There's always reason to celebrate. I love you, and I say that in Christian love, but get over it. Okay? You wouldn't make it through this hard time if it were not for the grace of God. And if you can't celebrate God where you are, celebrate Him for where He's going to take you. Where you're going to be. I look at Paul and Silas. You remember them, right? Preaching in the New Testament. Preaching and they're telling people about Jesus. And you know what they did? They arrested Paul. They didn't just arrest him. They laid stripes on him. They beat him. And then they threw him in the innermost depths of that prison. And it says at midnight, Paul and Silas were singing, oh Lord, we're going to die. Oh Lord, it's all over. That's not what it says. They were singing praises and praying to God. And guess what? The prisoners heard them. Everybody in that whole prison, they were singing loud enough that they knew these guys either had something special or they were crazy. Because they've been beaten and cast in the innermost part of that prison. But then God showed up. You remember how the story ends, right? There was an earthquake. Doors of the prison was open. Sometimes I wonder, you know, we pray and we ask God for things. I wonder if we just praise the Lord, would that help God to show up? The way we sit in church, the way we sit in church, sometimes I love you, but sometimes you're not pretty to look at on Sunday morning. You know, you're all sad and gloomy and I love you, okay? I'm telling you this in pastoral love. But we come to praise the Lord. We're here to worship. Not to cry over our the insignificant things of this life? Number one, passionate. Or praise is always passionate. Number two, praise is never passive. Okay? Praise is never passive. And you know what I mean by passive? I mean that's where you sit and everybody else is praising in your place, right? Right? You never... Everybody listening, right? Say amen if you're listening. All right. You never send someone else to offer your praise. No one is here to praise the Lord for you. You're here to praise the Lord for you. All right? I look at Brother Dale. Brother Dale, bless his heart, he just does a wonderful job. Okay? He does. Got to admit, man, and I think that he sings with heart. But I want to tell you something. Dale is here to lead us in praise, not to praise for us. Okay? I say, man, you know, sometimes I watch Dale as he sings and I think, man, that just makes me want to praise the Lord, right? I don't want to sit and passively let other people worship in my place. Now, you can make every excuse you want to make. Well, Brother Doug, you know, I'm just not a good singer. I sing off key. I want to tell you something. I am convinced with all my heart that God will put up with off key singing. He will not put up with no participation singing. You see, when we come together, we've got to ask ourselves every time we're here, after we sing every song, Lord, how was that? Do you ever do that? Lord, how'd you like that? How'd you like my praise? He'll never tell you, well, you know, you're okay, pal, but you were off key. He'll never tell you that. Because, see, He made you to sing off key. If He wanted you to sing any differently, He'd have made you differently. That's why the Bible says, make a joyful noise. Oh, listen. The problem in most Baptist churches today is a lukewarmness where we do three songs. Let's just sing three songs because we sang three songs for the last 50 years. So let's sing three songs. Let the preacher get up for about 30 minutes and then we can go home. That's not worship. That's not praise. See, this month I want to challenge you to be especially mindful of what we do here on Sunday. We're not here to receive. We're here to praise. And besides, Revelation chapter 3 verse 15 is dealing with the church that was lukewarm, church of Laodicea. You remember what Jesus said about that? Jesus said, I will vomit you out of my mouth. You make me sick. Now listen, when we praise the Lord, we've got to ask ourselves, does our praise make Jesus sick? And I promise you, it won't be your off-key singing that makes Him sick. It'll be the lack of heart that makes Him sick. That's praise. That's who my Savior is worthy, or what my Savior is worthy of. Oh, listen. Praise is never passive. Don't just sit there and let everybody praise in your place. Number three, praise requires effort. In the text, verse 15, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise. Now, I want to give you a couple of definitions. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise. That word offer, it means literally in the Greek, it means to bring. Let us bring. All right? Let us bring what? The sacrifice. That word sacrifice, you know, in a lot of places in the Bible, a sacrifice meant killing an animal. That's not what that word means used in this context. It means very simply an offering. So let me put it in language that's very simple once again. Let us bring an offering. Do you bring an offering when you come on Sunday morning? Or Sunday night? Or Wednesday night? I'm not talking about money. It has nothing to do with money. Okay? You say, Brother Doug, I tithe. Good. Good. Keep it up. Good job. But do you bring an offering of praise? That's the challenge here. Bring an offering of praise. Well, you know, I will praise if Dale will sing the right songs. Because some of that old music, just the seven words you repeat 70 times and you know, it's... Bring an offering. Bring an offering. Well, Brother Doug, I will praise the Lord if Brother Dale don't make me stand. I hate to stand for an entire service. Bless your heart. You know what they did in the Bible? They would read whole books of the Bible. They would read the whole law. And everybody would stand there and listen. And we complain when we stand through four songs. You don't understand, Brother Doug. I get tired. Oh, get over it. Come on, we're here to praise the Lord. I love you. But bring an offering of praise. Right? Come to pour out your praise, which is the end of this verse. What does it look like? Let us continue to offer sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips. Giving thanks. Giving thanks. You know what that word... Really interesting. The phrase giving thanks. It means to declare publicly for all to see. I want to say that one more time. That word giving thanks, it's not saying, Lord, I appreciate what you've done. Thank you. But this sacrifice of praise that we're talking about is declaring publicly the goodness of God for everybody to see. See, here's where we get tripped up. We don't want to be public with the goodness of our God. As a matter of fact, you know, most Christians need to grow a backbone. We're afraid to sing because somebody will hear us. If you don't sing loud enough for somebody to hear you, you think God's going to hear you? He's in heaven. I know. He hears, right? But if we're not putting any more effort in it than that, why would God accept our praise? when we're out in the public, when we're about our job, you know, that we work all week and what's our attitude? When you go to work tomorrow, it'll be Monday, right? Don't you love Mondays? Sure. Mondays are great. Why? Because that's your day closer to Friday, if nothing else, right? But my question is, what are the people you work with going to see? Are they going to see a man or a lady that is filled with the joy of the Lord? Are they going to see some old crabby person that they walk in and they say, good morning, say, what's it to you? No. The world needs to hear how good Jesus is. Okay? And that's what we're talking about here. As we praise in this church environment, let everybody else see how good your God is. And if you can't sing, you know, I can't carry a tune. Well, let these people say about you, well, she can't sing, but she sure has the heart. You know? I guess the one of the benefits of becoming older is you don't spend nearly as much time worried about what people think. You know? And I don't mean that disrespectful, but I guess if you don't want to hear me sing, scoot down the bench. Don't be afraid to put forth a little effort so the world knows who your God is. You know, we talk about witnessing and passing out tracts and all that's wonderful. But with the way that a lot of Christians act, I'll be honest with you, the world doesn't want what we've got because they don't see the joy. You know? You let them see the joy, then you give them a tract. Let them just see the joy of knowing Jesus as your Savior. Then you give them a tract. Right? Have you ever known those old Baptists that their face froze? I don't want to be that way. I don't want to be that old crabby, I'm saved. I want to be that child of God that smiles. That the world knows, hey, he's glad he's a child of God. I want to tell you something. We have been pretty well spoiled as children of God. You know what? We've not faced persecution. We've not, sometimes I look down the road and I wonder, you know, could be coming. But right now, I'll tell you what, we should be rejoicing at the top of our lungs for the goodness of God toward His children in this country. Not only does praise require effort, kind of got ahead of myself here, but praise should be constant. If you'll notice, I want to call your attention to one more word today. Therefore, let us continually offer. Let us continually offer. One little phrase. Are you ready? Quit complaining. Quit complaining. In the balcony, quit complaining. I'm not at home watching via the internet. You thought you'd get away with it, right? Quit complaining. You see, we spend a lot more time complaining than we do counting our blessings. And that's why our faces freeze in this old sour mentality. Count your blessings. What do you have to be thankful for? Well, Brother Doug, I really can't think of anything. Well, let me help you. You're alive. Let me help you a little more. You're here. You have the ability to be here. You know there are a lot of people who can't come to church today because they don't have the health to do so. There are a lot of people in the world who can't come to church today because they don't live in a free country. There are a lot of people who can't come to church because they are not physically able. But you are here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord if you're a child of God because your sins have been forgiven. Praise the Lord. Jesus died for your sins and was buried. And glory to God, He came out of that grave alive. And because He lives, we too shall live. When you don't have anything that brings joy in your life, look at the joy of Jesus. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again to receive you of myself, that where I am there you may be also. I want to tell you something. I have a home in glory land that the mortgage has been paid by the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen, we're blessed. Let's praise the Lord. Every gift comes from above. And today, I hope I haven't done a brow-beating kind of message, because that's not the design. Right? Today, I want us just to stop and say, wow, I really am blessed. And if you're a child of God, you really are. Because your hope extends beyond this life. Right? There's more than this life. But if you're not a child of God, let me tell you, you're in trouble. I want to share with you the good news. The good news is that Jesus Christ came to this earth, God in the flesh, and He lived a sinless life. That means He never made a mistake. He never transgressed the law of God. He never one time used the Lord's name in vain. He never hid His finger with a hammer, and he was a carpenter, and said words he shouldn't say. He never sinned. But I tell you what he did. He was tried, and he was found guilty by false accusation. And he went to the cross of Calvary. And there he was nailed, where he died. He was taken down from that cross and he was placed in the grave. And for 3 days he was in that grave. And on the third day, beloved, he rose again. Now here's the good news. He died because you're a sinner. Because you are a sinner. He died to pay your sin debt. You know? Makes sense, right? You've heard your parents say, you know, you've got to pay the cost. Jesus paid your cost. So that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now today, you understand this. For every sin you've ever committed, Jesus paid for it. And He offers you salvation. But you've got to receive it. You see, it's a gift. It is a gift of God. A lot of people are confused. They're confused. They think, well, yeah, it's a gift, but you got to live up to this certain standard. No, you don't. You can't. Right? It's a gift. It is offered to you freely. All you can do is receive it. You'll not earn your salvation. You'll not even work to keep your salvation. For you see, when you call upon the name of the Lord, you are sealed by the Spirit of God, and the devil himself cannot get you away from God. Do you have that assurance today? If not, let me beg you, let me ask you, please, please, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Maybe you're here and yes, you know you're saved, but you never followed the Lord in scriptural baptism. Listen, time to go public. Time to go public. That's what baptism is. Baptism is an outward show that you belong to Jesus. Would you come for baptism this morning? Would you come for church membership this morning? Whatever your spiritual need is. You know, God has brought us here, right? God has blessed us with this opportunity. Don't waste it. Take advantage. Heavenly Father, Lord, I praise You simply because You're worthy. Father, I come to You today and I want everybody to know how good that You have been and how good that You are. It is truly a joy to be Your child. Father, I pray for any spiritual need in this service today, that if there is one who does not know You as their Savior, pray that today will be the day they call upon You for salvation. Now, Lord, I pray Your will be done in this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.